One of the daily challenges of traveling through the wilderness is to find a reasonable camping spot where one would be able to overnight in comfort and some safety. It starts with a suitable spot, of course. It has to be found not too early so that one loses too much of the day, and also not too late, so that one still has time to get everything ready before it gets dark. Juggling between those two times is always a bit of stress. Sometimes, of course, one gets lucky, like this time. I had been driving through some very unfriendly landscape during the afternoon with growth, stunted trees and scrawny shrubs, and wasn't very pleasant at all, and I began to worry that I wasn't going to find a nice spot for a camp with no tree. But then, with only about a hand breadth of sunlight left, the terrain luckily began to change, and about an hour before sunset I spotted a large tree on the horizon. I drove up and it turned out to be a camel thorn, and something had happened to it when it was a young tree. It split its trunk right near the bottom. It was probably an elephant. So it grew into three trunks, but it had still grown quite tall, a big tree, and it had a lovely leafy canopy. And two of the trunks stretched out to the sides far enough so that they would cover my vehicle and some space for me to move around in the camp. And this is important because anything that is not covered by the canopy would be completely soaked with dew the next morning. There was some open space close to the center of the trunk too. And there some grass grew, and I could trod it flat, and that would form a mat on which I could move around. It was really luxurious. And on the one side, there was a tangle of shrubs that I could strengthen a bit, and that would be a natural barrier against big predators, or at least it would give me some warning of one approaching. And on top of that, there was also a suitable branch or two from which I could sling my hammock. Now, this was so perfect that my mood lifted from how depressed I was driving through that very unpleasant afternoon. And I still had to also change a tire when it was so hot that one could barely touch anything that was in the sun. Of course, I still had to fix the tire. I had to take the tire off the tire off the rim and fix the tube inside and put it back on, which was quite a job. But I wasn't going to do that tonight. The time I had left before it was dark, I would spend to clear away some undergrowth and some low-hanging branches, and to make some space, and then gather some wood and get all the equipment I needed for the night ready and so on. And then I'd have a quick shower and an hour or two of watching the sun with a glass of wine. And as I sat sipping my wine and watching the dramatic death of the Kalahari day, always very dramatic in reds and oranges and purples and blues and black silhouettes. It made me feel very content, and it made me think about my state of mind while I was driving through that harsh landscape of stunted growth, and how it changed to buoyant once the landscape changed and became a savanna woodland with larger trees. It seems to me trees are like water. We as humans have a kind of a arcane connection to them. We're attracted to them. When we have the option, we tend to gravitate gravitate towards them. I cannot know how correct the views of some are that trees have feelings and they can experience pain and they can communicate with each other in ways different from the fungal networks that connect them. And that they, in fact, are kind of sentient. But what I do know while I was, or did know when I was sitting under the splendid camel thorn, was that they never failed to make me feel welcome. It was as if in this remote and ruthlessly unforgiving place, they reached out to me. They offered me a kind of an anchor point, a kind of a firm area from which to take on all the perils. They almost make me feel coddled. Somehow it felt as if me and the trees, we accepted each other and we had some kind of bond between us. It was a wonderful realization.